You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
Zero Rat in the Playhouse with special guest host of the day, Rihanna, on the show. 8:04 in the morning and 57 degrees as we get into the mantle.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Every specimen. Tall, blind, dark, and lean. Rough and tough and strong and lean.
What we were looking to assemble here at the Playhouse was a panel of men. Best we could come up with was Rat and myself. Together, we are the man panel, or the mantle, giving straight honest answers to whatever questions are come prepared, I guess. Now, these are all submitted mostly on the Facebook page, Playhouse Facebook page. Rihanna, you got yourself a list there. Why don't you throw them at us?
All right. First one is, what is the difference between superheroes and X-Man?
Well, that depends. How nerdy do you want me to get on this?
I want to know. Leaving this room, I want to know the exact difference.
Because for X-Men, it's a genetic condition in which they're born into.
Okay.
For a lot of superheroes, it can range because a lot of times they come from another planet.
Right.
Or there's been some sort of horrible accident that they've kind of survived. Sometimes there's a genetic thing, but generally not. X-Men are the genetic people.
Yeah, what he said. Yeah.
Okay. What is the one thing that's considered feminine that you enjoy to do?
Well, probably, I would say a good bath now and then is about the most therapeutic thing.
You like to soak a little bit?
Have you ever had yourself, Rat, like a real good bath? Where you got the music on, maybe you turn the lights out. There could be candles, I don't know. Maybe it's just dark, and there's got to be bubbles in there. God knows there's bubbles. A bath is nice.
I'm there with you.
Yeah.
I'm completely there.
Wait,
however.
Whoa, you're not there with me.
No.
Yeah.
In different location. However, I do believe you're wrong, because I think the correct answer is those damn fruity drinks.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So good, but just you can't be holding those in your hand.
Oh, let me tell you, you get me a pink drink with whipped cream on it and fruit sprinkled on there, and I'm sitting in a bubble bath. Heaven.
Now I just have this vision of you and Rat sitting in a bathtub with your girly drinks.
Yeah, well, and imagine if you got some of that Michael Bublé on. That's the good stuff right there.
There you go.
You love the Bublé.
I prefer my Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I ain't pulling that up. No way.
All right.
I'd have to spell McLachlan.
What is the weirdest thing that men do as a whole?
See, and my answer doesn't make sense to other men.
Right.
Golf. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And especially when there's parties of like 12 people all golfing.
Yeah.
That is the most boring thing in the world. So my answer probably not right for all men, but that's my answer.
I will go with the honking, hooting, and hollering at the female jogger. I mean, I get it. She's beautiful. She works out clearly. She's doing it right now. And yes, she's sweaty. Yes, there's movement in all the places you enjoy. That's wonderful. Take a glance if you must. But what is she supposed to... She might be running, but she's already going as fast as she can go. Is she supposed to chase after your car? Were you going to pull over and ask her out? What is the point of it? Are you just saying, beep, beep, I want you to know you're pretty and you should keep working out like that, girl. It's working. Like, what is the point of it?
Those are the people who end up on Craigslist.
Beep, beep, beep. I just want you to know I'm going to post much on Misconnections later.
I saw you running and you were sweaty.
It's just, I think it's stupid because there's there's no positive way that can end for you. You're not going to get a date with the girl by honking and screaming at her. So I don't really understand that, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Why does it take so long for guys to call back a girl?
You're trying to play it cool.
Right.
I think that's all it is. You don't want to seem too like, hey, I just got your phone number. I'm just calling you back. Like, you want to like seem chill, seem like you're a cool guy.
I think it's the distinct fear of, being too excited.
Right.
Because if you aren't playing a little, you don't want to be too easy to get.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even hard to get. You don't want to be too easy to get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got other options, sweetheart. I think it's kind of that attitude. Like,
right.
I want you to know that chick jogging earlier today, we had a moment. So I have other things I could be doing.
I don't know where that's going to go, so I'll let you know.
She might be the next Mrs. Me.
That's too funny. All right. If you could reverse gender roles, what would be your favorite part about being a woman?
Well, gender roles and bodies isn't the same thing. My first thought was boobs.
Yeah, that's
That'd be fun for a day or two, I'm sure. Gender roles, I suppose the free drinks at the bar. Rat and I can sit at any bar till the end of time. Nobody's going to ever hand us free beverages, ever.
And if they do, we probably don't want to drink it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess if you put your nipple ring out there, you might get a couple free drinks.
Let me rephrase that. There probably is bars we could go to.
Right.
But the traditional bar, we probably wouldn't have much luck.
That bar closed down.
Yeah.
All right. Has a woman ever used a pickup line on you guys?
Right. You ever got a pickup line on you?
I think I did one time. And it was in New York City. Mm-hmm. I was in one of those little bodega type grocery stores. And I had to help the woman get the item off the top counter.
Sure.
Because it was too high for
her.
And she said, well, since you helped me get that down, do you want to help me carry these back to my place? And it was, like, forward enough that I turned into, like, a six-year-old, like,
did he really? Oh, my God. Are you sure that was a pickup line, or she thought you worked at Hornbuckers?
I guess it could have been either way.
Yeah. If I have had someone try to, I would just didn't even know. I'm pretty oblivious.
You wouldn't even notice it?
Generally speaking, anytime you look at me and I look like I'm deep in thought, or even when I'm not, I probably have like Animaniacs characters running around in my mind. So I'm not paying any attention to whatever's going on.
Fair enough.
I don't know. Maybe.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Last one is, what is the weirdest date you've ever been on?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know. They're not. I'm trying to make it radio appropriate, though. I can't, actually. I'm going to abstain. Abstain.
See, and mine is pretty simple, and it's the first date where her ex showed up and then asked me to leave so they could have a conversation about things.
Really?
And I left. I left. Like,
did
I wasn't
you go back?
Coming back.
Okay.
No. After that, it's like, I'm not getting involved in that love triangle.
Right.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you leaving, by the way, and being a man about it.
Yes.
Thank you. This has been The Mantle. It's raining men.